Good morning. Welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, what's in your backyard? Well, if it's like mine, there's some piles of snow here and there. And, you know, it's been a while since we've had this much snow. So today I wanted to take a trip back, you know, a memory trip. For those of you who are listening, maybe haven't played out in the snow for a while. But as you think back, I hope you have some good memories of playing in the snow and some of the things you did. So just wanted to talk about some of those things, plus maybe add a few new ideas that you could use or pass on. So let's start with sledding. Surely as a kid, you were sledding somewhere. Did you have, you know, that perfect sled that you loved, the wooden one? And how long was it? You know, was it taller than you, or was it a small one? You know, what kind was it? And maybe you had one that you got as a Christmas gift. Thinking about sleds. And of course, now there's all those other new plastic kinds of things. And possibly in your lifetime, if you wanted to sled and you didn't have your sled handy, well, you could always use a cardboard box and slide down the hill. So hopefully you have lots of good memories of sledding. Perhaps you remember favorite places where you went. Did you ever get pulled? You know, I see photos of dogs pulling sleds with little kids on them. Or, of course, parents and bigger kids, too. Or if you had a really big sleigh, perhaps you got pulled by a horse. So lots of ways to think about sledding and all the friends that you maybe went sledding with. So, you know, just think back. What about all the sleds and sledding that you did? Well, another common thing, of course, is making a snowman. And you could make a little snowman, a big snowman. You had to wait for the right kind of snow, of course. If it was too dry, that didn't work. But once it had a little moisture, okay, make those balls. And maybe it was a team effort so you could make a bigger one. Or maybe it was just you making just a kid-size one. Well, I've been seeing some pictures of snowmen that way beyond my creativity. You know, the three balls of snow, each one a little bit smaller until you get the smaller one for the head, and putting on a hat and giving him a nose and some eyes. One of my favorites, very simple, is making an upside down snowman. And of course, you've seen lots of pictures of how people shape those snowmen into different figures and add different kinds of decorations. Something that I had not thought of, and I have to mention that I did go online and look for old-fashioned snow ideas, but I found a lot of newer ideas that had never entered my head, and one of them suggested making a snow caterpillar. Well, you know, if you're a little kid, you can't make a very big snowman. You can't reach very high unless you have some help, but you could make a snow caterpillar, a really long one, all by yourself. So I thought that was a really good idea. Another suggestion was to, you know, that old game of pin the tail on the donkey. Well, you could do that with pin the nose on the snowman. Make up lots of games around the snowman, the snow person, the snow kid, all of those creative ideas for packing that snow together in a figure. What about, did you ever build a fort or make a cave? Maybe there was a big pile you could dig into? Or did you make blocks of snow and build it up to make an igloo or a fort? Perhaps it became a castle. And once you have it built, then there's all kinds of games that you could play with that snow fort or snow cave. How about ice skating? Was that on your list as a kid? Never was for me, but it looks like so much fun. And then, of course, plus just getting to go across the ice, there's all the games that can be played while you're skating. One of the things that I remember, and I'm guessing some of you recall, when there was enough snow, so that it covered the fences and you could walk over the fence, or perhaps not such a negative picture, the animals could walk over the fence and get out of the yard where they were supposed to be. Now, I did see some photos online in the last week where it was about that high in some places because of the drifts. And you never quite know where those drifts are going to be. And you just hoped that the snow was, you know, thick enough and strong enough that you could actually walk over the fence rather than having to fall through. And then it was a real chore to get through the snow. One of my favorite things, and I've been tempted to do it, but haven't actually done it, and that's making an angel. It's just such a neat picture when you get that angel done. Well, you know, as somebody reminded me, if you get down there on your back and make a snow angel, then you have to get up, and that could be the biggest challenge. And we've been talking with Brent Rasmussen, our Parks and Rec person in Atlantic, about fox and geese, because there is a pattern laid out at Sunnyside where you don't have to make your own pattern. You can just go play on it. But, of course, you can make your own at home. Interesting that the fox and geese originally was not a snow game, but a board game. And it came from Scandinavia. I'm wondering if some of our Danish folks knew that fox and geese was a game that was very early in Scandinavian history, the British Isles, and the game eventually spread to North America and adopted by the Native Americans. It's played on a cross-shaped board, and perhaps you've played that. But, you know, you just move that game from being on a board to being outside and getting lots of physical activity. Did you ever make snow ice cream? Some people get all uptight about, well, that you shouldn't do that because it might be dangerous. Well, it could be if you wait too long. The time to make snow ice cream is when the snow is really fresh, and get out there and stir up some ice cream. Some other ideas that I ran across that I thought sounded kind of fun, some of which I could do and some of which I couldn't. One, never thought of this, blowing bubbles. You know, those kind of soap bubbles that you do in the summertime when the kids chase them and so on? Hey, you could do that in the wintertime. And if it's cold, and, you know, really cold, like freezing cold, they'll freeze in the air. Sounds like an interesting thing to do. Something I never did, but maybe you did, and that is to use Kool-Aid or food coloring and put it in a spray bottle or just a ketchup, you know, a plastic bottle, and go out and make patterns in the snow. You could do a whole mural with different colors, or you could just make a little bitty different pattern. Sounds like fun. Or without the coloring, just a container of warm water. Again, probably in a bottle, something that where you can kind of control the amount of water, and pour it over the snow, and it just makes swirls in the snow where it melts the snow. What about making a maze in where you have enough snow so that you're hidden part of the time? A maze could be a fun thing to do. And another take on a snowman. Try to make a human snowman, not laying down. Don't want to bury a person, but with a person standing up and seeing if you can pack the snow around the person to make a live snowman, at least for a few minutes. And, of course, any of the activities you do in the summer, you could think about, you know, you could do cartwheels. You could try skipping. That would be a challenge. How about this game of pass the icicle? Just like, you know, a hot potato game where you pass it and you have to have some music. And, of course, that's not a problem now with phones and so on with music. And, of course, the person who holds the icicle when the music stops, you're out. Snowshoeing. Remember that Cass County Conservation has snowshoes to loan, and Parks and Rec has cross-country skis to loan. So lots of things to be creative and play in the snow. And I guess for if we're not out playing in it, well, with the sun shining on the snow, it makes beautiful pictures, beautiful crystals. And then you add a red cardinal, and what could be more beautiful than that? So hope you're having a good day. And until next time, here's a thought. The hardest thing in life to learn is which bridge to cross and which bridge to burn.